Okay. Chazal speak about the great significance of the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel, in particular this time of the year, particularly as it leads up to the beginning of the time of Purim. So of course we know we read Parshas Shkolim, because the Mishnah tells us that Be'odar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mishmeru Lo Shkolim, that's when they would start to get Machtzis HaShekel ready, because to get ready, give them a month to people to get the money together to start bringing the new Karbanos for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, there's another advantage of reading Shkolim at this time of the year, because it's the mitzvah of Shkolim, the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel that saved Klal Yisrael in the dire days of the Gzeiros of Haman. So the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel saved the day. How is that? The Gemara in Megillah comments in the Pasuk in the Megillah that when Haman and Achashverosh are negotiating in terms of who's going to pay for the job, it's a very strange negotiation. Usually when you have two people fighting on who's going to pay, everyone's plotting not to have to pay. I was trying to push it on to somebody else. So here, Haman's volunteering to pay. He wants to pay. He wants to give all the money. And Achashverosh is saying, no, I'll pay for it. So they're fighting over who should pay. The other one should pay. So the Gemara says that at that time, and they were fighting over about the Hakes of Nosson Lach, as to who's going to pay for the job to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Yotz the Baskel, a voice came out of heaven and said that the schus of the Machtzis HaShekel of days gone by, so Hikdimu Shekleim L'Shekleim Haman, the schus of this mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel, somehow is going to do the trick, this is going to save Klal Yisrael. It's a funny thing. It's a great mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel, but it's not that much greater than the other mitzvah. There's a lot of great mitzvahs Klal Yisrael kept. Why my Inyan Machtzis HaShekel is somehow going to be the secret to the survival of Klal Yisrael? Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that Haman was a tremendous Baal Lashon Hara. He said really bad things about the Jewish people, but everything he said was true. If you read the Psukim, it was true. Yeshno am echad mefuzo mefor ben amim v'doseyem shonos mikolam v'doseyem whenever the doseyem melech against the Torah, but he was right. V'doseyem shonos mikolam, there's no question about it. What did he mean when he said Mufuza Mufarib bin Amim? So Haman picked up on a reality that had seeped into Klal Yisrael. There was a breakdown in the unity of Klal Yisrael. Why this happened? Post Churban, Golos, you can explain away what was going on. But Tachlis, the reality was, he was 100% correct in his observation. Mufuza Mufarib bin Amim. And therefore, almost from a physical point of view, Haman's saying, they're not even going to protect each other. They're not even going to be able to unite themselves to fight against the common enemy. Mufuza Mufarib bin Amim is going to make life easier for us to destroy the Jewish people. And Chazal point out that as the nace of Purim begins to unfold in Megillah, there becomes a tremendous change in status from being Mufuza Mufarib bin Amim to a tremendous unity in Klal Yisrael. Perhaps you haven't seen such unity in a long, long time. And Lech Knosos Kol Yehudim, it starts with Esther's plea, gather everybody together, and even the celebration of the Kibel Kol Yehudim. And many Mefarshim say the whole mitzvah that were instituted by Chazal, the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, Matanos Yoinim, all these mitzvahs that were added on to Purim were to highlight the newfound unity within the Jewish people. Now we do care about our neighbors, and now we do care about the Aniyim. It's not just a personal celebration. It's almost a new creation of Klal Yisrael. It's like Klal Yisrael comes back to life. And that new entity of Klal Yisrael coming back to life and becoming the antithesis of what Haman had observed, correctly so, the Mufuzim Farim and Amim, that perhaps has symbolized more the mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel than any other mitzvah. The Mishnah Maseches Shkolim tells us there was a machlokes hatanoim whether a Kohen is chayiv in the mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel or not. Why should a Kohen be poter? We have the Basel is chayiv, but why should he be poter? So the Mishnah says that there was one opinion in the Tanoim, Mishnah goes Ben Bukhari, or the Tanoim from Bais Shein, you know, contemporary Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, who says that Kohanim are pturim from Machtzis HaShekel. Why? Because they had a gevaldik alumdus. What was the alumdus? What do you do with Machtzis HaShekel money? You buy the Kabbanah Tzibur. So some of the Kabbanah Tzibur were carbon menachos. The lechem upon him every week, and the shulchan was a carbon mincha. The shteh lechem was a carbon mincha. The oimah was a carbon mincha. And the din is that those Kabbanah minchas are eaten by the Kohanim, the Kachim Kachim. Lechem Apanim is eaten by the Kohanim, the Lechem Shtel Lechem is eaten by the Kohanim, and the Omer is eaten by the Kohanim. Part of the Omer is put on the Mizbech, is a Kaimetz, for the Lechem Apanim, so the Levain is put on, for the Shtel Lechem, so the carbon of the Zrik is Adam and the Shlom is put on. But a lot of it, the bulk of all these things, are eaten by the Kohanim. So Kahan about a kash, they said, wait a second, if we're going to pay for this mincha, if we're going to give money to the shekel, it's going to turn out that we're partial by them in this mincha. And the Torah says, v'chol minchas kohen kolos yelo seyochel. The Torah says, now they need to cover mincha if it belongs to a kohen. So the Kohen said, forget, we're trying to do you a favor by not giving the money. Because if we pay for the korban, if we pay machta shekel, so we become shutfin in these korbanas, it becomes a partial minchas kohen. It's a partial minchas kohen, then it won't be able to be in. And that the Torah wants, the Torah said, it's supposed to be v'chalub b'mok kodesh. It's supposed to be in. So therefore, must be zakta kahanim, zakmin bukhir, must be that the kavanah satayah was, we don't have to give machta shekel in the first place. That was the chiddush. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did not like this drasha. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, kahanim darshim mikuz aliyatzman. He said, they made up this drasha. They didn't want to pay the machta shekel money, so they made up this drasha. That's not kumashun nikuz drasha. He says, it's not true. What's interesting, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai machta vech, he laughs at this drasha, but he never addresses their concern. The Mishnah and Shkam, the Yerushalmi Shkam, the Gemara and Shkam never says, so Taka, why were they wrong? Something's wrong, this is a cheshbon, a bad cheshbon. I could see me drawing this on the board, this cheshbon, and convincing you of this. I convince you of much less convincing things. So what's wrong with the cheshbon? So Rashi, when it says Erechin, writes, the reason why they were wrong is they were fundamentally right, but they were wrong almost on a technicality, that since there are more Yisraelim than Kohanim, so when the Kohanim give a couple of dollars of Machta Shekel, it's going to be Batal Barayv and all the money of the Yisraelim. So therefore, the Isra of Minchas Kohen is going to be Chal on that money because the money is going to be Batal Barayv. Wow. Rove, we haven't heard from Rove in at least 3 days. Rove, wow. So everyone goes to town and Batal Barayv and Yom Tov is above him. It's his essays, it was in quiet. Well, you can talk about this Tishtik Otar for today or tomorrow. That's a big Chiddush, this Rashi. But the Chayyad is another answer. Maybe even a simpler answer. You know what the answer Rabbi said? Why is this not Minchas Kohen? The answer is, what's a korban? A korban tzibur is what? A korban tzibur, a tzibur is not made up of 100 individuals. A tzibur is a new entity. There's a new chal Hashem. This is called Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael offers a korban tamid, Klal Yisrael brings a korban mincha for the oimer, the lechem, lechem upon him. It's not that Mr. Cohn, Mr. Levy, Mr. Israel, Mr. Ploy, Mr. Steinberg, each one has a share in this korban. No. It's not a korban yochid. It's not a korban made up of a korban shutfin made up of 100 individuals. There's a new chal Hashem. It's a corporation. A corporation is a new entity. It's not no personal liability. It's not mine. I'm not an owner in this corporation. Corporation exists. It's filed as its own. Right? Am I correct? It's in its own filing. Right? It's a different entity. Klal Yisrael is a brand new entity called the Jewish people. This is a tremendous chiddush of korban tzibur. This is an unbelievable concept. You could take 100 Jews, 1,000 Jews, 1,000,000 Jews, and say you no longer exist as individuals anymore. You become a new entity called Klal Yisrael. That's the secret of Korban Tzibur. That's why the Kohanim's Rosh is not correct. This is not a Milchus Kain, this is a Milchus Klal Yisrael. It can be in Milchat Chila. And that's the ultimate answer to Haman. When Haman perceives Mefuzah Mefarah Ben Amim, because he was looking at the Jewish people the way unfortunately they were looking themselves as, they viewed themselves as a 10,000 different individuals with their own needs and their own tzrachim and then their own agendas. What happened at the time of Purim was that Klai Yisrael came to the realization again, like Knosis Kol Yehudim, V'kibo Kol Yehudim, we're no longer individuals. We are a unit, we're one entity, one Chal Hashem V'nation together. And that was the secret of Machta Shekel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the basko down from Shemayim to tell Klal Yisrael, you want to know what mitzvah is going to make or break you? If you could somehow put yourselves back into the mindset of Machta Shekel and figure out how to become once again an Am Echad, then Haman will be powerless against you. It's an important lesson. Not just in the lumdus of Machta Shekel, lumdus of Lechem Apanim, and in Shkolim and Kachim Teres, but it speaks to each and every one of us. We become part of the Jewish people, become part of Klal Yisrael, one new Chal Hashem, so then and only then can we be assured of our safety from all those who are trying to round us and destroy us. Okay, so for now, it's Sunday. There's a chance that we may have to do a show.